Welcome to the Different Thinking Podcast, where creativity is welcome, conventional wisdom is tried and tested, and growth and development are nourished, so that someday you can help to change the world. Now here's your host, Zach Hensrud.
All right, welcome on into the show. This is the Different Thinking Podcast. Hello, I am your host, Zach Hensrud. And I am excited to share this topic, but I also want to give this caveat. This is a very serious topic that I think does deserve some time and credence as leaders to discuss, to walk through, to share some resources, some tools. And really, I'm hoping as you, the listener, that you will be in a spot right now where you can be completely transparent with yourself. Because this topic is a hard topic. It's one that is covered quite a bit, but I see still some inconsistencies of covering this idea between it, and the episode's named The Balance Between Health and Toughness. And you're like, okay, what does that mean? And I'm going to add a different word in there, the balance between mental health and mental toughness. But I knew sometimes as leaders, we don't want to talk about mental health. We'll talk about mental toughness. I mean, heck, we'll even post on Instagram photos with quotes about being mentally tough or going through hard situations. But when the health topic comes up, oh, we're good. I'm good. I don't need to talk about this. What do you mean? Come on. No. And, you know, mainstream or conventional wisdom will say that men struggle with this more than women. But in my experience in working with all spectrums of leaders, this idea of mental health versus mental toughness, the truth, the real raw open truth is that we all struggle with it. All of us. I'm going to reference this gentleman on this episode a couple of times, but someone I look up to, and I've actually just got back from one of his events, and I met this guy, not met him personally, but was watching his content as far back as 2016. His name is Sean Cannell, C-A-N-N-E-L-L. And he has a company called Think Media. They have a YouTube channel for business owners to understand media. But he also has a podcast, the Think Media podcast. And I just got back from his event, and he shared this idea that was really helpful for me as a business leader. And it is this idea that it's all messy. Like, it's messy. You know, like, companies and people feel like they've got it all together, but it's messy. And he shared specific examples, and I won't go into the show about that. But what I will say is the mainstream, and when I say mainstream, I don't just mean media, but I mean, you could look on Instagram, you can look on social media, you write a list of 10 business owners or leaders in your marketplace that you look up to that you think have it all together. And if you were to truly sit down one-on-one with them and they were raw and open with you, they would probably share the same sentiment that it is messy. So with that in mind, I think it's incredibly important to understand when we should push through the emotions and show mental toughness. And when do we need to, and this is the important word, nourish our mental health. When do we need to nourish our mental health? In this episode, I'm going to share really 5 points that I think are the important points when understanding the differences between the two. Because like when I was growing up and I would go through an emotional spell where I would have a tough time, or even especially early on in my leadership career, when I started to take new leadership roles and things weren't going according to plan, when it was messy, I got this message quite a bit. Hey, toughen up, buttercup. This is just how life is. Now, while I do believe that there were moments that did require toughness, sacrifices, learning, and I will get into those moments, there were some times where I didn't need a toughen up Buttercup, but I needed someone to listen. Because here's the truth about leadership. You should not be, and this is incredibly important, you should not be sharing everything with your employees or people that you work with in your organizations, whoever you're a leader of. They should not be knowing everything. I think of this example. Like, I just recently was flying on multiple planes. And thank goodness, hey, they went up, they went down, no, you know, landed, no problem. Like, we had no problems. It was every flight was beautiful, even the one where they're like, this is your captain speaking. No one is going to be getting up right now because we're going to be hitting turbulence. And even the flight attendants will not be going about the cabin. So just sit tight. It's going to be about 30 minutes of a flight and we will be okay. Even in that flight, relatively, it went great. Up, down, no problem. Now, I think about this as a leader. A leader on the flight that everybody sees is the flight attendants. They see the flight attendants. The flight attendants know exactly how it's supposed to go. They prepare for the cabin for liftoff. They serve the cabin, and then they make sure it's safe to land. Now, the one that they don't see but they hear from is the captain. And I always imagine this, like, if something went wrong with the plane, you know, the people that are in the plane that are not in the cockpit, they don't want to hear this coming over the radio. Folks, this is your captain speaking. You know, I'm a little worried. The engine just caught on fire. I think I can get it out, but honestly, I think we might die and have some sort of panic moment, right? That's the same thing with your organization. People, while they may say that they want to be there for you, I have a strong belief that you should not share everything with your people. Like, there should be a veil, a hedge between the two. They're looking at you to be stoic. And I did record another episode earlier on in this podcast called The Grieving Leader. And I that is actually a really raw episode for me, because at that time I was grieving. And there were people that were still reaching out that they didn't know. And if they did, they didn't understand. And they were looking at me to be solid, strong. Well, that's the case here, is that you shouldn't be sharing everything with your folks. They want to know that you got it all together. They want to have trust in that. So in this, I think it's incredibly important to, as we walk through this, get the right people in our corner. One of the most hurtful things ever is when you open up trust to somebody in your organization who is, from a title perspective, under, you know, at a lower title, and then they use that information to hurt you later on. It's happened to me a number of different times. Actually, one of my old business partners used to get frustrated with me because I would always have that veil. I would not always share my feelings fully, or I would not give the full story, just more of the important details. And they're like, hey, you know, they came to me and they had a powerful conversation of saying, hey, you're doing this. This doesn't help our partnership. And that's something that I had to grow through, because again, like I said, nothing hurts more than when somebody that, from a title perspective, and that's why I say, not, there's nobody that's underneath you. Like, I don't want that ever to come across like, oh, me as a leader, I've got all these people underneath me. No, from a title perspective, in the organizational model of a company, that they have a lower title, when they use that information that they learned from you, that's really private, that's important to you, and they use it against you, because they will. I mean, it's happened to me a few times. That's why I've built this tougher skin. And so, you know, I think it's important, again, to just express further, don't share it with your people. All right, let's get into the points, because, like I said, I could be very passionate about this topic. I think it's important to have the tools and resources as leaders, really, to fully understand this fragile balance between health and strength when it comes to our mentality for mental health and mental strength. Now, I'm not a doctor. I don't even play one on TV. And so I really do think it's important that as you walk through this, this is a personal journey. So what may be toughness to one person is they need another person needs to nourish their mental health. But these are really some barometers for you to walk through to see what is it for you. And I'll start with the first one. Your mental health is paramount. I'm going to say this, and I want you to understand, you cannot help anyone if your mental health is not healthy. You cannot help anyone if your mental health is not healthy. It's just like your physical body. When you're not healthy, things are not right. Mental health is the same as physical health. If you're not healthy, you can't help anyone. You can't. Your mental health is paramount. Here's the thing as a leader that let's go ahead and just put this on the table with transparency and rawness. Your people require a lot from you. I mean, this is a safe space, and I know that this conversation that we're having here, you don't really get to talk back to me, but I want you to know, I hear you. I understand your people require a lot from you. I wish the people in your organization would understand that. I wish they would grasp that you're a human being, right? That you bleed too, but they require a lot from you. And so your mental health is incredibly, incredibly important. It's paramount. If you don't have things in place, or if you don't have people in place to help you, to talk to converse with, then you're in a place where your mental health is unhealthy. If you're having those thoughts, if you're feeling more than sad, maybe use the word depression, this is a spot where you need to highlight it and say, hey, it's okay. I'm messy. That's what I loved about what Sean shared. Hey, it's all messy. It's like, take a moment and say, hey, this is all messy. It's okay. Now, it's not going to fix everything. Like, you can't go, oh, that's okay. It's messy. Guess what? It's all done. It's fixed. No, that's not how that works. But it's a recognition. It's all messy. You know, your mental health is paramount. So you need to write down, if you don't have, and I'm going to get into this a little bit more of the people that you should have, but if you don't have anybody to talk to, then it's time. It's time. It's time to have somebody to talk to. Because your mental health is paramount. When you're feeling depressed, when you're feeling sad, when you're feeling drained, it's okay to unplug. It's okay to take a moment. When that phone's ringing and you're like, oh, I got to really answer this. I really got to answer this, but I feel like they're taking so much from me. It's okay to let it go. Your health is paramount. I want you, as you're listening to this, look in the mirror and say, my health is paramount. Say it out loud. That's why hopefully you're by yourself where you're listening to this, because somebody may look at you and go, what in the world are they doing? And actually, who cares? But you need to say this out loud. My mental health is paramount. Because you do matter, my friend. You do matter. Your health is important. And nobody should take that away from you. Nobody should take that away from you. Now, on the flip side, if mental health is paramount, you got to understand mental toughness is the key to unlocking your potential. This is the balance between the two. Mental health is paramount. It's important to work on. It's important to nourish. It's important to recognize. But it's also, in the same vein, so incredibly important that using mental toughness, that extra little edge, is the key to unlocking your true potential. Does your potential haunt you? Do you look at where you're currently at to where you want to go and go, man, I want that so bad. I want to capture that so bad. I want this outcome so bad. That, my friends, is the toughness. That's where we have to apply mental toughness. And there's keys to that. I know I've been talking a lot about mental health because honestly, I could do a full podcast on mental toughness, which I will. And there are keys to that. And I have, like I've talked about action alleviates anxiety, the triple A's for the holidays, right? That is a mental toughness podcast. Mental toughness unlocks your potential. Listen, this is that toughness is where you take that step when you can't take that next step. But again, if your health's not right, you're not going to be able to take that step. Now, if your mental health is strong and you're at that spot, like, how am I going to take this next step? That's when toughness can just set in and you're building upon your brain as far as like, hey, I'm taking the next steps of things that I didn't think I can accomplish. Point number three is very simple as well. But I want you to understand for the people around you, even the ones that are so incredibly close to you, your mental health and your toughness is invisible to them. They do not see it. Now, they will see the moments when you unlock your potential, the things that you accomplish, that you do, achieve a goal, get an award. Man, they'll say, I'm inspired by you. Woo, that's awesome. Great job. They may see when you're sad and they go, are you okay? Is everything all right? But for the most part, your health and your toughness is invisible. They do not see it. It is really internal. Leaders are great actors. They really are. You can put on that face. You really can. It's invisible. And that's why I think this episode, it requires being raw and open, because it is invisible. Now, I'm going to share two other topics, points. One is when if your mental health, don't improve it on your own. Don't improve your mental health alone. See, I truly think that with mental health, you can get coaches, but I also really recommend therapy. Now, here's conventional wisdom. Therapy equals weakness. I've heard it many times. Oh, you got a therapist? Oh, man, you must be really messed up. No. Hey, this show is meant to challenge conventional wisdom. That's wrong. That's been wrong. It's always been wrong. Therapy does not equal weakness. It actually equals strength. Because this journey as a leader in business and in organizationals, no matter what level of leadership you are, is a lonely journey. There are small numbers of people that truly, truly understand where you're coming from. There are a small number of people that are willing to put in the sacrifices that you've been willing to put in. You know, while they're sipping on margaritas in Cabo or enjoying the island life of Hawaii or doing the wintry trips to New York or up in the mountains, and you're grinding away, working incredibly hard to keep them employed or to keep those tools in place to allow them to do their jobs. It's a lonely, lonely world, my friend. That's why therapy actually equals strength. Coaches help you. Don't improve your mental health alone. Don't nourish your mental health alone. Now, on the flip side, mental toughness can only be crafted internally. You can only craft your mental toughness internally. And why I say that is, yes, coaches do help. But it's you doing the work, not saying that you will do the work, not believing that you can do the work. It's you taking the step, you pushing forward, you taking that next movement, that next forward momentum. That's the difference. Mental toughness is all internalized. It's up to you. And it's not like, oh, I did it once and now I'm the toughest person. No, it's a continual work. And I think that would be another sub point. Both of these, mental health and mental toughness, they require continual work. You cannot be at the top of your game without these two things. That's why I wanted to have this discussion. Because if you're struggling with mental health, your organization's going to struggle. If you're just talking about mental toughness and wanting to be tough, but not taking the sacrifices, not taking the steps, not internalizing it and doing it, you're missing out on a great opportunity. I mean, it's one of those things where there's a balance between the two. Toughen up, buttercup, or even go rub some dirt in it and get back up. Yeah, that's toughness, right? But be open. What I'd like to do in closing here as we wind down the show, I really want to encourage you to gift yourself about 10 minutes. And when I say gift yourself 10 minutes, I highly recommend putting away the phone, like away. Like right now I'm recording this podcast and my phone is two rooms away, on silent, do not disturb. And so I have complete clarity to have this conversation. But gift yourself 10 minutes. Remove all distractions, turn off the TV, even be by yourself. Like your family should be important. Whatever your family structure is should be incredibly important to you. Friends as well, but this is a time to be alone. And I want you on that piece of paper to write raw and real at the top of it. And then I want you to write this question: how are you doing? How are you doing? And then I want you to take 10 minutes and answer it. Now, for the first 8.5 minutes, you're going to struggle. It's going to be a struggle. That's why I say I want everything away, because you're going to want to reach for the phone. You're going to want to get up and walk out of the room. You're going to be like, I don't know what to put. Yeah, I feel sad. I feel happy. How are you doing? So for the first 8.5 minutes, it's going to be a struggle. But after that 8.5 minute mark, something's going to unlock. And you're going to become real. As long as you don't allow yourself to be distracted. I mean, seriously, don't even look at email. I know you're looking at email right now. Don't even look at email. Get off the websites. This is you. It's going to drive you insane, but it's going to help. How are you doing? Write it out. Because there's going to be some things where you're going to realize and highlight, wow, I do need to toughen up. I do need to rub some dirt in that wound and get up and get going. I mean, it's the truth. There's moments where it's like, yes, this is toughness. But when you write down, I'm not okay. I'm not okay. I'm messy. And this is what I'm struggling with. That's when you reach out. Don't do it alone. Reach out. There are some wonderful companies out there that have people. This isn't sponsored, so you know it's something that take it or leave it. But I think of like companies like Better Health. You know, those companies that may have someone more readily available to you. Your insurance company might have something in place for therapy. Check it out. I mean, I'd even encourage you, if you don't even have insurance, which this is very real for a leader, business owner, entrepreneur, you may not have insurance. Call and see what the cash price is. Get one session. Spend the time, invest. Because my friends, you are worth it. We need you. When I say we, this community needs you. Your mental health is paramount. You deserve it. Folks, I really hope you enjoyed this episode. I really do. It's one of those things where there will be more content in and around this, because mental health is so incredibly important, and so is mental toughness. But there is a balance, a fragile line between the two, and that's why you need to be open, raw, real with yourself, so you can uncover what those are. Well, I cannot wait for the next time for you and I to again meet up. There's some amazing, amazing content coming down the road. if you haven't yet, please get connected with this show. And you can do that in three ways. Number one is by simple hitting that subscribe button. Be a part of the show. Be a part of this community. Number two, enter in those notifications, whether it's a bell button or be notified when new episodes come down. Because as this content comes down, it's made to help you in your leadership journey. And number three, share it with somebody that you care for that's in the leadership space. Because like I said, leaders, it is incredibly, incredibly lonely. They don't understand. But this community, this place, we understand. We are on your side. Well, folks, thank you again for listening and being a part of this show today. If I could ever be a help or there's any other questions that you may want to have covered on future episodes, put them down in the comments below. I would love to connect with you. But until next time, remember, today is a great day that you and your organizations can apply different thinking. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Different Thinking Podcast. Please follow the show on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. Don't forget to rate and review us. And remember, today is a great day for you to apply different thinking. Thanks again for listening.